We're talking today with Mark Turno, of course, with Cropland by Winfield. And Mark, as we, of course, have got the 2014 winter canola crop right now in the ground, and for this the growing season, you've actually got some additional sites across Southern Plains of some examples of your winter canola varieties.
Absolutely. It's pretty exciting down here. We've taken the approach is that we see this as a long-term market. We've been committed for many, many years already. We've been in the market for 7 to 10 years. And now we've really looked at it as we're going to make a big investment. And we've moved up from just a couple locations, answer plots, to 8 locations.
Now, the reason for this is to give growers a little bit closer to their local geography a chance to see how your varieties are working, right?
Absolutely. It's a combination of variety stuff we sell varieties and stuff, but it's really about that agronomics and helping work with your local agronomist to figure out what those right choices are during the year, whether it's looking at the field and coming in to look at a field with us, walking through the insects, walking through disease, look at when weed control, working through those things are really what these are about, is answering the questions. Answer plot is answering the questions for farmers.
So indeed, we're talking about all those agronomic decisions they've got to make over the course of a growing season, and then really even before the crop, put the crop in the ground in some cases.
Absolutely. It's from the early side to the late. Usually we have two, sometimes we have three sessions. And a lot of times we have them kind of one-on-one with growers, but it's pretty exciting to see that side from, we're just about close to Texas all the way up to, we even have a couple up in Kansas this year. So we're really trying to cover a broad area to give more growers access to something close in their geography that they can go to.
Regarding, looking ahead for Cropland, are you looking at some additional varieties in your pipeline right now?
Yeah, absolutely. We're pretty excited about what we've got coming forward. We've got a couple hybrids. We had one out last year where we got 50, 60 bags out. So we got it out in a field scale. They're looking really good. We're satisfied with them. It's pretty exciting because we got some real maturity spread that we're starting to see. And they're looking good in winter hardiness. I'm pretty excited about where our hybrids are going, and we got a couple there. And then after that, we got quite a few stacks coming down the road behind that.
Indeed, a lot of cases, obviously, you've got a good stable of varieties in that spring canola area, northern part of the country. This is a little bit of a different market because you do have to look at some different traits, including that winter hardiness.
Absolutely. Winter hardiness is this thing that, a focus that we've had. We've been here a long time. A lot of these varieties, like 115 and 125, they've been out there a little while, but they are stable, and they're really good products that are dependable.